Frank Katas describes the plot of his play, They Don't Talk Back.
It's about this young man, he's still in high school, that goes to live with his grandparents and cousin in an unspecified village in Southeast Alaska. And he's learning about, you know, being Tlingit there, not necessarily like the traditions, but being raised in a city. It's implied that the city's Juneau or Anchorage or something. And he's going to a smaller village and learning how things operate there. And
Katas says his writings often explore the sometimes confusing differences between his Tlingit heritage and contemporary society. When inspiration hits, he'll compose a monologue, a soliloquy, or a poem. This is his first full-length play and is composed of several years of these writings that ride on a central theme.
It's about decisions. I mean, there's definitely a brain drain in a lot of Southeast Alaskan towns, and that was kind of something I thought about when I was writing it, is people will take off and then, you know, with the promise of returning and then never do. I mean, we even see that effect here in Juneau a lot. And I think it's one of the conflicts that the main character is dealing with throughout this play.
Not expecting much, Katas submitted his play to a leading Native American theater company, Native Voices at the Autry in Los Angeles. The theater chose Katas's play amid numerous submissions as one of three major works to present at this year's 17th Annual Festival of New Plays.
He's an amazing first-time playwright.
Jean Bruce Scott is the Native Voices producing executive director.
The fact that this is his first full-length play is really telling in terms of his natural talent.
Scott says the play is unique.
He's using what we're currently calling interludes that bracket the individual scenes that are happening in the play. And the interludes, each one of them is different. One may be Tlingit drumming and singing. One may be a poem. He's using spoken word.
Even what Scott calls a beatbox-like rhythmic language.
And then he's telling a very important story in Indian country, and that is the connection between culture and history and the present day, and how do Native people hang on to their children.
Katas will be in L.A. through the end of May for the Playwrights Retreat. A full company of nationally recognized directors, dramaturges, producers, designers, and Native American actors will read and critique They Don't Talk Back. Katas says playwriting is different from his usual acting.
Hasn't even started yet, and I'm nervous, which is very odd. I don't get nervous very often going on stage, but already I'm feeling like it's something that's out of my control, and I have to just, you know, trust the ensemble, which other playwrights have obviously done with me.
It's ironic that Katas is leaving Juneau himself, but that irony is not lost on him. He plans to bring back all that he learns and share it with aspiring playwrights here in town.
Maybe I'll write something else someday.
In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.